Well, I went to the our foundation board 4 years ago, and we have been doing so much work with early childhood literacy, and so I asked them if they would sponsor a literacy award, and so they readily agreed, and we named it after our director, our first director of the Kenton County Library, Marianne Mongan, who held that position for 41 years, actually. They came up with some criteria. Most of it is based on you have to either work or reside in Kenton County. You have to be involved in literacy activities on some level. So some of our winners have worked with children. Some of them have worked with adults. And it's just basically people who work in the community and sponsor and promote literacy. And we really like people who are hands-on.
What makes Brent Cooper the ideal recipient of the award this year?
There are really many reasons. His work with the chamber, he was the past chair of the chamber, and during that time, one of his goals was to connect education and business. Brent talks frequently about the need for a highly educated workforce, that if businesses are going to succeed in the area, we need a highly educated workforce. And he understands very well that to have an educated workforce, we need children to begin reading very early, and that a child's reading level is an indication of their success in the future.
What did he say when you told him he was going to receive the award?
He was a little shocked because he had not known that he had been nominated. One of his staff members nominated him, so that was a wonderful testament to him as well. But he was very surprised. He told me he was humbled by the by receiving the award, and that he really was very appreciative of it. In a typical Brent Cooper fashion, he also wanted to make sure that his staff also received recognition because he felt, yes, he's doing a lot of work in the community, but his staff is supporting him in so many different ways at C-Forward, and so he wanted to make sure that they were also getting the attention they deserve for their work with literacy.
Why is it so important for businesses to engage in community education?
You know, one of the earliest indicators of success in school is early childhood literacy. A child being able to read early just sets them up for success. And on the opposition or the opposing point of that is children who are struggling with reading in the third grade already at that early point are having a lot of difficulty in school for the rest of their career and get discouraged. Their opportunities become less and less. And so the business community has discovered in the last 15 to 20 years that it's very important for them to be involved in the education process, because if they want well-educated, well-informed students who can be good problem solvers, who can achieve at a high level, that those students have to have good reading skills, good comprehension skills. And so they have been making that connection. And I think our Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce has done an excellent job in the, making that connection. And Brent really took it to the next level.
We send our congratulations to Brent Cooper, 2012 recipient of the Marianne Mongan Literacy Award. Dave Schroeder of the Kenton County Public Library, thank you.
Thank you.